Thank you. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet.
Narottam Das Thakur Ki
Jai. I'm not sure. I think Prabhupada must be from this. There's a village in Mayapur called Uchai Gram. You know what Uchai means?
High.
High, loud. He likes to sing. In Uchai Gram, the devotees do loud kirtan. Kirtan that can penetrate the universe, Uchai. So, thank you, Prabhupada, for helping us to penetrate the darkness of our ignorance. We have just finished reading the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the second canto, there's towards the end of the second canto, there is some very interesting chapters, Parikshit Maharaja's questions, and the different avatars early in the second canto. And there was a few statements, or a few lines, in English we call collocations. String of words that come together in Sanskrit or English, any language. One of them is Luna Sangha Pankam, means that this is in the chapter in the second canto where the avatars are being introduced, different avatars. And one of the avatars that's being discussed is the avatar of Kapila, Kapiladeva. And Kapila's mother is cleansed of the Guna Sangha Pankam. You know what Pankam means? It's the mud. She's cleansed of the mud of material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And she's cleansed by the loud kirtan, Uchai Gram kirtan. Not just that, English, not anything. Loud kirtan, right? The Prabhupada's specialty kirtan. That is very, that's how she became, she cleansed that mud from the Guna Sangha, association of the modes, of the Gunas. And then there's a chapter of Parikshit Maharaj, he's asking questions and many questions. I didn't count the questions, but maybe after class you can count how many questions there. I think it's chapter 9, second canto, maybe chapter 8. He asked maybe 30 questions. Who is Parikshit Maharaj asking questions to? Sukadeva Goswami. He's asking to Sukadeva Goswami. And this will set the Sukadeva Goswami is remembering all these questions, like 30 questions at least. What is the creation? How does creation work? How is it maintained? What is the destruction? How are the modes of material nature working? He asks many questions, one after another, bang, 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 bang. And Sukadeva Goswami remembers them and he'll respond one point after the other point for the rest of the Bhagavatam. So it takes him another 10 cantos to answer his 30 questions in the chapter. And there it's said that in one of those questions that Parikshit Maharaj he puts forward, he says that this hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the Pravishta Kanarandarina. And Prabhupada translates this Kanarandarina means through the ears, but into the heart. He says this Bhagavatam is Svanam Bhava Sarodhuram. When you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam or the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they sit on the lotus flower of the loving relationship with the Lord. And the pastimes there that we're hearing, that are sitting on the lotus flower, Sarodhuram, they cleanse the heart of all the muck. Do not Naughty means to clean, right? We heard that birthday many times, we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam. To Naughty Shyamalan Krishna. Oh, Krishna is doing this cleansing just like the autumnal rains, Salivasivata Sarat. Like the autumnal rains, they cleanse the mud of the pools. They come and they cleanse all the rivers and the pools, and here in Australia we have a bit of bogs and all that. The autumnal rains will come and clean all that, the mud that's been sitting there over the seasons. So they're very purifying. From this, when we let the Lord enter into the heart. And in the previous verse he says that it will be happened very quickly. Kalena Natidirgina. Doesn't take a very long time for Bhagavan Vishuddhadevi or Krishna to enter into the heart. And the devotee has Shraddha. Shraddhavan. In this verse is Nariya Padrumi Nityananda Mahajan. Shraddhavan. We ask the price is Shraddhavan. The price for the holy name in the marketplace of the holy name is Shraddha. Faith. We need faith in the holy name. And he says there in that verse previous to that, Parishta Kamarandrina, that one who has this faith, Shringatam Shraddhayanityam, who is very seriously and faithfully hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then quickly Bhagavan will enter into the heart. Kale namati divyana. Bhagavan nishtedhi. So Lord Nityananda, he will help us to become free from this guna sangha, pankam, the matter of association that everybody here looks spotless today. Because we're all ecstatic, we've had kirtan, and we've woken up early and performed our bhakti early in the morning, and so millions of moons are in this room. But after some time, we leave the temple room and we go back home and we start to get muddy again. The mud again comes. It just happens. We get dirty. So we have to do nityam, Bhagavata Seva, to clear the mud. Every day we have to clean. Otherwise, we get muddy. We get confused, we get bewildered by this mud. And one other last collocation or string of words that we picked up from the end of the second canto was this Karna Kashaya Sosham. It's a very beautiful translation Prabhupada has of the word Karna Kashaya Sosham. It means that by hearing of the glories and the pastimes and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Shoshan proper translates as evaporates. It evaporates the mud, the foul matter in the ears, in the heart. Evaporate. What does evaporate mean?
Evaporate
means
to like go away by through the air.
It goes away by the?
Through the air.
He's got a transcendental translation of evaporate. Right? It goes up into the ether. Right? The foul matter is evaporated from the ear. Imagine that in the ear we hear so much, during the daytime we hear so much nonsense, so much material vibration, and it sits there. And we need to evaporate that. We need to cleanse it. We need to remove that. And that from the ear. So we do that on these special days. It's very easy to do. And these special days should give us the power, potency. Balaram is the power. Isn't it? Balaram? What does Balaram mean?
Strength.
Strong. Strength. Stand up, Balaram. Stand up. See, Balaram is strong. It's showing muscles. Balaram. Balaram. Okay, sit down. He's very strong, huh? Balaram. He's got spiritual strength, not this strength. He's not working out for that strength. The Rabbi's got cooking strength. And give down strength. So this Balaram quite a long time. Lord Nityananda is Balarama, he's the same. And we're going to hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how they're the same, and who is Lord Balarama, who is Lord Nityananda, and how to meditate on this Balarama for spiritual strength, not for the physical strength, but spiritual strength. Who needs physical strength also? But the spiritual strength to deal with the accumulation of the mud in the heart, dirt in the heart. So let's learn this verse on the board. It's quite a very easy verse in Anuspa, and all of the words will be very mostly familiar words, not unusual words. So before we leave today, boys, girls, ladies, gentlemen, we need to learn this verse. That's your key to leave the temple room. You have to come and tell me the verse, and then you can leave. You can learn the verse. That was sad. Some nervous faces I can see. Well, no, I can't learn the verse. Wait a minute, it's easy. It's really easy. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Adbhuta.
Adbhuta.
Adbhuta means?
Amazing.
High Griva is amazing. So when you think of Adbhuta, think High Griva is amazing. It's a trick, a memory trick. Adbhuta. Ananta, unlimited, you can think. Aradhya is unlimited. Aradhya, unlimited. Adbhuta, High Griva is amazing. Aishwaryam.
Aishwaryam.
What does Aishwaryam mean?
Girls.
Opulence. Okay. Hari Priya is Aishwaryam. Opulence. Aishwaryam.
Aishwaryam.
Vande Nanta Bhuta Aishwaryam.
Vande Nanta Bhuta Aishwaryam.
Vande Nanta Bhuta Aishwaryam. Sri.
Sri
means?
Wealthy.
Wealthy. Krishna means wealthy. Krishna is wealthy. His Madhava is the Lord of Sri. Lord of fortune. Very good. Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Nityananda means? Lord Nityananda. What does Nityananda mean? Eternal bliss. He's always blissful. Nityananda. The devotees in the old days when they were doing Sankirtan in the countryside, like in Seymour and all these places in Victoria, they'll get in the evening time ready to look for a place to settle down, a caravan park or something. And I'll ask the local people, because I want to be kirtan. I ask the local people, have you seen where Nityananda Road is? And these guys said, what? I said, Nityananda Road. You know where Nityananda Road is? Never heard of it, mate. I said, or it's just near Goronga Avenue. And they said, what? Nityananda? Goronga? I don't know what you're talking about. getting everybody to chant. Nityananda Gauranga. How come to have that idea? And then Shiva's place. Who? Shiva's place. You know Shiva's place? Everyone knows Shiva's place. It's close by, actually. Ishvaram. Ishvaram means?
Lord.
Ishvaram means Lord. Ekale Ishvara Krishna, Ara, Sadhavari. One Krishna, four servants. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
We've already got two lines, so just be peaceful, be shanti. Vande Nanda Kutaishwaryam.
Vande Nanda Kutaishwaryam.
Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
If you don't say it, you won't remember it. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram.
Now we have a sandhi, so it's easy though. Yasya.
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 That's a pronoun. It's whose. Yasya.
Yasya.
Ichchaya.
Ichchaya.
You might know that. Ichchaya.
Ichchaya.
Who knows Ichchaya? Ichchati. Ichchami. Shrotam Ichchami.
Desire.
Desire.
Desire, good. Very good. And what does Shrotam Ichchami mean?
Desire to hear.
Desire to hear, very good. Preaching, he wants to hear. Shrotam Ichchami. He Prabhu. He Shripita Goswami. Shrotam Ichchami. He Prabhu. Very good. Tat.
Tat.
Tat Swarupam.
Tat Swarupam.
What does Swarupam mean?
Right?
His form, okay? Here it means, Swarupam means form, Swarupam means his identity, which is his form. He's no different to his form. And the next one is, after that word, that line, Yasyachchaya Tat Swarupam. Yasyachchaya Tat Swarupam.
Yasyachchaya Tat Swarupam.
Agyena.
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 Girls. Am Agyena Tivarandasya.
He doesn't have knowledge.
He doesn't have knowledge. He's ignorant. The one who doesn't have knowledge is ignorant. Agyena. Api.
Api.
Api means?
Also.
Very good. And api can mean even, it can mean also, it can mean a question. Api. Api chit, superachara, or even. And the last word is the verb nirupyate.
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 Can be ascertained.
What does ascertain mean? That's a good one. Ascertain.
Can know.
Good. Very good. Can be known. Can be ascertained. Understood. Very good. There's a good word for everybody, for the children on this. Ascertained. Can be ascertained. Okay. Again, api nirupyate.
Again, api nirupyate.
Again, api nirupyate.
Again, api nirupyate.
Another time through. Vande nanta bhutaishwaryam.
Vande nanta bhutaishwaryam.
Sri Nityananda Mishwaram.
Sri Nityananda Mishwaram.
Yasyachchaya tatsvarupam.
Yasyachchaya tatsvarupam.
Agyenapi nirupyate.
Agyenapi nirupyate.
Agyenapi nirupyate.
Agyenapi nirupyate.
Vande nanta budeshwaryam.
Vande nanta budeshwaryam.
Sri Nityananda.
Whose opulence is wonderful, Adbhuta, Aishwarya-Adbhuta, and unlimited, Ananta. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Even an ignorant person can understand Lord Nityananda by his mercy, by the Lord's mercy. And that's the lesson for today. That's the theme of Nityananda Trayodasi. That we want to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda so that we can understand who is Lord Nityananda, and then we can enter into Radha Krishna Lila. We can enter into, we can become purely Krishna conscious, free from the mud of material existence by the mercy of Nityananda. If we know Nityananda, we get Radha Krishna. If you have Radha Krishna, you're fully Krishna conscious. That's the Bhava Sarovaram. It's on the lotus flower of the relationship with Radha Krishna. Text number 2. Everybody knows this text. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So already we know 2 verses from Sisi. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Vaivacharya, all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 3, I have described the glory of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now in 5 verses I shall describe the glory of Lord Nityananda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead. And his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Svamsa. What are the forms that have unlimited potency? Svamsa. Svamsa. And the forms that have limited potency, the jivas, the living entities, are called Vivinamsa. Vivinamsa. These two are one and the same identity. That's Lord Krishna, not Svamsa and Vivinamsa. That's Lord Krishna and Balaram. They're the same. Born in time, they're the same. Same personality. Balaram and Svamsa expansion of the Lord. Oh, sorry. They differ only in form. Balaram and Krishna differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Prabhupada says, Balaram is a Svamsa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. Balaram is a bit stronger, I think. He's white. His white color and Krishna's bluish color. But otherwise, and Lord Nityananda, he is giving seva. Seva ka Balaram. He's giving service to Krishna. And Krishna is accepting. Sevya Bhagavan. What is Sevya Bhagavan? Cooking? He's giving service. Sevya Bhagavan and Seva ka Balaram. So Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he's the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared as? Who did Balaram appear as in Navadvip? Nityananda, Lord Nityananda. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Yava ocean, and portion of Nyam are his plenary portions and portions of his plenary portions. And that's where I'm going to. Flight mode. Sri Sarupa Damodara Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the seventh of the first 14 verses of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Balaram's original Sankarshan, he assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Boys, listen to these five forms. Listen to the five forms. Don't worry about him. Okay, here's the five forms. Mahapati, how do you go? Can you turn it down a little? No Facebook in Bhagavatam class. Lord Balaram is original Sankarshan in the five forms. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. So here's the five forms, and we'll finish with this, and we'll read some of the pastime. A very instructive pastime. The first form that he takes, Lord Balaram, and that's Lord Nityananda, he takes as the Mahasankarshan. From him everything else comes, Mahasankarshan. Then we have the three Purusha avatars who come. So Mahasankarshan, first form, and then three Purusha avatars. You know the Purusha avatars? Not that's a quadruple expansion, but the Purusha avatar, the first one is Mahavishnu, Karamadakasha Vishnu. The second one? Gavivakashai Vishnu. There's three. So now that's four forms. And the fifth one is Shesha. Shesha. And from Shesha offers all these services to Krishna, we know. His Brahma thread, his chair, his seat, his everything he offers. He expands himself in everything. The mridanga, because the mridanga is called Balaram. The first mridanga is in ISKCON were called Balaram mridangas. They have Balaram stickers on them. And the devotees who do the big kirtans, they offer their a mantra to the mridanga before they start. More to the Balaram. You know that much? No? Sorry. So there are the five forms. And these five forms that Lord Balaram manifests is Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda and Balaram are the same. Rajendra Nandanaye Sachi Shuta Vajose. Balarama, Vailo Nitaya. The same Rajendra Nandana is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Balarama is Nitaya. Balarama, Vailo Nitaya. Okay, getting a bit restless. Time to learn another verse. This one is a really easy take-home verse. You can't miss this verse. It's a very good chara actually, but it's the same principle as today. It's service. We want seva. That's our prayer today. To get service to Lord Nityananda so that we can please Lord Nityananda and he will introduce us to higher authorities. You know, that's the link, isn't it? That's how we get there. I was talking the other day with Bhagavad Katha Pahum in my Gopika's dad. I was talking with him. And he said that the only thing you need in business, he's a very successful businessman, Krishna Kathambarajita, and very good devotees. The only thing you need in business is to know the right person to ask to get to the top. Okay? He said he had this realization of the parampara through his business exchanges, that if he knows the right person, that person can take him or recommend him to the CEO. He doesn't have to know the CEO. He only has to know the person who knows the CEO. So we only have to know Lord Nityananda, and then we'll get to the top room. Only Nityananda. We have to know The spiritual master is the manifestation of Lord Nityananda to get to the top rung. So, let's do this one. Chaitanyera.
Chaitanyera.
Who is Chaitanya? Chaitanya. Chaitanyera.
Chaitanyera.
Dasa.
Dasa.
Muni.
Muni.
Chaitanyera Dasa Muni.
Chaitanyera Dasa Muni.
Chaitanyera Das.
Chaitanyera Das.
Chaitanyera Dasa Muni.
Chaitanyera Dasa Muni.
Tandra Dasera Das.
Tandra Dasera Das.
Tandra Dasera Das.
Tandra Dasera Das.
The Vaivacharya is saying, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. That's what he's saying. Chaitanya Dasa Muni, Chaitanya Das. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. There's nothing else. Don't say, don't call me Maharishi. Don't call me Vishnu Tattva. I'm Dasa Mudas. Tandre Dasa Ramadas. Chaitanya Dasa Muni, Chaitanya Das. You can recite that during the day. Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Chaitanya Radas. Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Chaitanya Radas. Chaitanya Radasa
Muni.
You weren't expecting to learn so many verses today. I wasn't expecting to also be teaching so many verses, but I could see that you need to be a little bit interactive because you're a bit fidgety. Now, if you can just hang in there for another 15 minutes, we'll wind it up. And then, so the kids have the sabbath? No? Fasting? Fasting. That's why they're so... I think someone should give them some lollies or something. No. They're doing good, they're doing very well. Someone should give me some lollies. Then I can... focus. We're here to glorify Lord Nityananda Brahma. And one of the famous pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Lord Nityananda is a very extraordinary person. He's known sometimes as Avadhuta. Avadhuta Shirovani is the crown, the crest jewel of all the Avadhutas. That is beyond the rules and regs of Lord Nityananda. And that was him, as he was called an Avadhuta Sannyasi. But then you think about it, how could he be a Sannyasi if he had married two wives? Right? He married, who were what Nityananda's wives? Janavana? And? Vasudha. Vasudha and Janavana. He married the sisters. He married the sisters, the Sridhar's family. So how could he be a sannyasi? The sannyasi with two wives.
Avadhuta.
No. He actually married him after. When he met Mahaprabhu and he was engaged in the Sankirtan, you know, in Navadvipdham and many troubles between Navadvip and Puri, he was in the mood of an Avadhuta sannyasi. And then one time Lord Chaitanya sent him back home to Bengal and said, you go back and get married. And that was like, I was a little bold, you know, what I'm going on to get married is a sannyasi, Avadhuta sannyasi. He said, if you go back and get married, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you'll be able to increase your preaching efforts. In Bengal, there's a very famous preacher in Bengal, Lord Nityananda. He said that Lord Nityananda went to a village, he went to many, many villages, you know, we know, Bhadra Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. He went to every village and every door, knocked on the door and they said, Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Worship Krishna and teach people about Krishna. Right? That was his mission. That's our mission. If we want to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we have to go and knock on the door. Go out there and preach as much as we can. Hare Bolo. He doesn't pick up very quickly. You're on camera, you know? So many people are watching. Okay, now he's looking good. He looks nice for a camera. So, That is Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya sent him back to get married. And Nityananda went back and he got married. First he married with Jandavanata, and the marriage ceremony is very unusual, very exciting, like any Bengali marriage ceremony or any marriage ceremony in India. It's very exotic and all sorts of wonderful things happening without music and fanfare. And then one day it said that when after he was just about to do, Sridhar was just about to do the Kanyadan to give his daughter Jana to Nityananda, and Nityananda got up and walked out of the room. It was Kanyadan, he didn't walk out of the room. So the priest said, "What's up? You know, come back, you've got to get married." So he doesn't give me the wife. And he just walked into a room and stayed there for 3 days. So all the guests came, you know, so many guests came for the wedding ceremony. They're wondering, what happened to the wedding? And after 3 days he came out and he sort of, you know, what's wrong with you guys? Kandidan. So they had a Kandidan. And then after that he stayed in the house of Suridas for a couple of days. And they offer all sorts of feasts and prasadam and different things like that. And Vasudha was offering, she was serving, you know, like her brother-in-law, she was serving. And very excited, and everyone serving with the preps. And her sari came from her head. And, you know, what could she do? She's very chaste. She wants to keep her head covered. She's serving her youth, brother-in-law. So she manifests two more arms. She was serving with two and she had two more. I'm sure the mothers would like to have two more arms. She had two more arms and put the sari back on and kept serving. And then Nityananda was very impressed, of course. This sister has four arms. She's very impressed. So he asked Suridas if he could marry her also. So I got two wives. Jana and Jonathan and the Sutta. So, here, we're going to read, and anyway, I was talking about Lord Nityananda and his potency. So he got this potency to transform people, to transport thieves, to transport Jagai and Madai, to give them love of Godhead. He gave love of Godhead to whoever he saw the love of Godhead, same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever saw him. And it said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear in four places. You can get these four places. Note these four places, boys. One, he will always appear where Lord Nityananda is dancing. He's a very special dancer, Lord Nityananda. Two, he will appear in the house of Shiva's Thakur. Shiva's Thakur's elder, and he was a star. That's where the Sankirtan movement starts, Shiva's Sankirtan. He will appear there, Shiva's Sankirtan. So he'll appear where Lord Nityananda is dancing. He'll appear where at Shiva's Thakur's house. He'll appear whenever Sachi Mata is doing the offering, he appears there. Whenever she starts ringing the bell, Lord Chaitanya is there. It doesn't matter where he is, in India, South India, North India, East India, wherever he's traveling, he'll be there at the house of Mother Sachi, at his house, and accept the offering. And wherever Raghava Pandit, he'll appear at Raghava Pandit's house. Raghava Pandit is also an extraordinary cook and extraordinary devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those four places, when Lord Nityananda is dancing at the house of Shiva's Pandit, at the house of Mother Sachi when she's cooking, and at the house of Raghava Pandit, he'll appear. One time in Saptagram, in a village in Navadvip, it's a village of merchants. Everybody there is just doing business. It's all their business. Imagine this village, just like Loy Bazaar village. Every shop is business, right? Business. Loy Bazaar. So Lord Nityananda went in every single house in Saptagram and performed kirtan. Loud kirtan in every house. Ecstatic kirtan. And everybody in the house and all the neighbors became devotees. And he went to the next house and the next house. And the whole village, he did kirtan in every single house. That's door to door. Not just knocking on the door, Bhagavad Krishna, Bhagavad Krishna, Krishna Shikha. But did full kirtan Sankirtan in the house. And the whole village
went back to Godhead.
Satsang.
Alright, so
would you like Nityananda to do kirtan in your house?
Yeah?
He will. He does do kirtan in your house.
So many devotees have Lord Nityananda in their house, and he's doing kirtan in their house.
Okay, Raghunath Das is a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wants to get to Lord Chaitanya, but he doesn't know what to do, and he came up with a plan. If I get the mercy of Nityananda, I can get to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If I don't have to get to Bhagavad Katapu, he doesn't have to get to the CEO, he just has to get to the person who knows the CEO. So he understands that if he just gets to Nityananda, he'll get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nityananda Goswami in the village of Panihati. I chose this pastime because we have Panihati festival here in Mahabodhi Mission. Panihati. What is the Panihati festival?
December.
In December. Here it's December. Not in December. Here we have it in December because it fits in with our calendar and it makes everything very happy and joyful and festive for Svanyata. Panihati. What do you do on Panihati?
Svanyata.
It's got nothing to do with Svanyata, but we do it with Svanyata. What do we do in Panihati? Panihati festival.
Dim
prasadam. We offer prasadam. Pots. We paint pots. It's the Painting Pot Festival. No. It's a festival of Tiddigaya Festival. Chief rites. Soaked in yogurt and sugar and all the things that are not so healthy for us. But transcendental. So he went to the village of Panihati. Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds of thousands of rising suns. One time I was in India, I was living in Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, and to earn some money, we had a small kind of educational business there, and to earn money, because the business doesn't make any money, so to earn some money to live, to survive, we did some teaching in a college, in these universities where the students will be fourth year engineering students and they will go to after the corporate world. So they had a program called, it was an Australian company, called from Campus to Corporate, and we're teaching them about ethics and different things like that. It was quite interesting, entertaining to teach them, to say the least. So we were teaching this in Kolkata, 10-day program, and you know, big numbers, you can imagine how many students over 10 days, 2 days in one campus, 2 days next campus, etc. So one campus was in Panihati, one of the campuses we were doing. And we go to work, you know, it's in boiling hot Kolkata, like 40 degrees, and we have full suit, tie, shoes, everything like that. So we go in there, this campus, no AC. In this room, there's no windows, no AC. You can imagine in this room. So they're sweating it out in hot box. And then I said to the organizers in the staff room, I said, "This is Panihati, do you know Raghunath Das Goswami?" And who's Raghunath Das Goswami? Do you know what? So I said, "Look, you know, this is near the Ganga." He said, "We can take you there at lunchtime." So that'll be nice. We have a break, 2 hour break. So we went to Panihati to the tree. It was a tree. The tree where Lord Nityananda was sitting underneath on the bank of the Ganga. And I was there in my suit, tie, and everything. And I took my shoes off and offered obeisances and all the people. This white guy with suit tie is doing full dandavats to this tree. He's our teacher. I couldn't work it out. Then after that, I did work it out. And I stayed in touch with one student from that group, still today. That was maybe 20 years, not 20, 10 years ago.
He still writes to me. He got beads actually when he started to go to the church, to the temple in Brooklyn. So that was amazing. I didn't realize I was just going to Panihati, thinking Panihati here, Panihati, we have to do another 2-day program here, Panihati, Panihati. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on me, Panihati. It's Panihati. It's going to take them to try to read it. So it doesn't worry about the AC. Get into it. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him, seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Hearing this word, Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you come and see me. Come here, come here. Today I shall punish you." The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath's head. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. "You are just like a thief. For instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates with yogurt and chipped rice." This is Panihati festival. "Make a festival." Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. This is the Vaishnava culture, isn't it? Festival. Prasadam, kirtan, prasadam, kirtan, prasadam, kirtan. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other edibles and placed them all around. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmanas turned up. Sound familiar? As soon as they heard a festival, what time's the start? Turned up. Another gentleman began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. What does innumerable mean? A lot. But more than a lot. It's got a big heat.
Too much.
Unlimited. Indian crowd. Unlimited. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from other villages. He also brought 200 or 400 large earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. These are mahapots, not like our little pots here. These pots. The Brahmin began to soak chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk. In each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. Krishnadas Kavachaswami is a master chef. He knows so much about the culinary details. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can become really an expert cook. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down on a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ramdas, Sundarananda, Gadadharas, Murari Kamalakara, Sadashiva, and Purandara. Dhananjay, Jagadish Parameshwara Das, Mahesh Gauri Das, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. These are the associates of Nityananda Prabhu, their cowherd boys. If you read in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll hear that the Nityananda branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very heavy branch. Krishnadas Kavachaswami says it's the heaviest branch, the Nityananda branch. And it's got full. There are 70 associates
that are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Abhidhamma, 70 associates. And all of them do one thing, preach Harinam Sankirtan, Prem Sankirtan, all of them, all of his associates, and they're cowherd boys. And Prabhupada gives a reference, he gives a reference to all of the ones that have been mentioned. He gives a cross-reference to the early section, which I won't read. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda who honored them and made them sit on a raised platform with him. Everyone was offered two earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other, chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied two earthen pots. One of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, where did they go? They couldn't get a place to sit on the bank of the Ganga. Where did they go? They went. I couldn't get a place on the platform. They went to the bank of the Ganges, and with their two earthen pots, they soaked their chipped rice there. Others who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganges got into the water. They sat in the water with their pots of yogurt. This is a big festival. They sat in the water with their pots. Two kinds of chipped rice. Thus, some sat on the platform, some on the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganges, and the others were in the Ganges themselves. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived. He's another person. Lord Chaitanya is definitely going to come here. Raghava Pandit's here, and Lord Nityananda's here. Lord Chaitanya is going to come. This is a warning. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many kinds of food cooked in ghee from his house for Lord Nityananda. He's an expert cook. And offered to the Lord. This prasadam he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in the festival here, so the food is lying there untouched." So what is Lord Nityananda's solution? Raghava Pandit at home cooked a big feast. He comes out to the tree of Lord Nityananda where there's hundreds and thousands of devotees having a festival with the Chitty Chitty Dada White festival. He sees so many devotees with pots of chip rice. So Lord Nityananda's dilemma is resolved in this way. He says, "Let me eat all the food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night." So it's win-win. Everybody's going to eat today, and at night time they're going to eat as well. And they can do that, and they did that. That was how they did Sankirtan. They eat so much, they have to do kirtan. Energy comes from this prasadam. It's special. I belong to a community of cowherd boys. Who is Nityananda? He's a cowherd boy. And therefore, I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river. And you know the beautiful, the Ganga sometimes has big stretches of sand. But the boys and Lord Nityananda were thinking that this was Yamuna, of course. Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and have two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. When the chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu in meditation brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here's the important lesson in this pastime, not just how to eat chipped rice. That's one part of the pastime. But this is a very important part of the lesson. Nityananda, he is very special. By his meditation, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the festival. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. And Lord Chaitanya wasn't just down the road, he wasn't in Calcutta or something. He was probably in Mayapur. Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice, yogurt, and condensed milk. So Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and they're going to walk through the crowd now. For each and every pot, from each and every pot, Nityananda Prabhu took one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it in an upper Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was a joke. Put that in the mouth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also smiling took a morsel of food, pushed it into the mouth of Lord Nityananda, and laughed as Lord Nityananda ate it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through the whole groups of eaters. I was thinking that, you know, when I was imagining this pastime, that he couldn't take this, he wouldn't be eating the food of just everybody there, like Jutta. He was spending the special devotees on the platform, Murari and all the hot, top guns. But he's going right through, it says, all the eaters. He went through every single eater and took the morsel. In this way, Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters. And all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand that Nityananda Prabhu was doing what Nityananda was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Chaitanya was also present. Then, Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down on his right side. He kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together, the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda became very happy and exhibited various ecstatic symptoms. So then he goes on to describe those symptoms and what happens and who can understand the potency of this. But the idea is that Raghunath Das, by pleasing the Vaishnavas and pleasing Lord Nityananda, had attracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this place. And therefore, he had secured his place, as you could like, secured his place in the Bhakti group, the highest group of Krishna consciousness, and he was going to be placed under the care of Swarup Damodara. So we'll finish there and conclude with the meditation on our bhajan today. That by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we get Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna is the highest perfection of bhakti. The highest perfection of our devotional pursuits is to enter into the pastime of Radha Krishna. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have been given Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1975, Prabhupada gave Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1975, he gave Gaudiya in Melbourne.
Oh.
Prabhupada installed Gaudiya here in the same year that Chaitanya Charitamrita appeared, so it was a big thrush of mercy. And he announced, sitting there on the Yasasana, that Lord Chaitanya has mercifully appeared in Melbourne to relieve us from our anxieties, so that we can become free from anxiety, become free from the mud of material existence, the association of that mud. And that is by the mercy of Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He introduces us to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, Narayana. Is he the same? So we get Lord Chaitanya's mercy through Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna, and this is how we can become completely free from the Guna Sangha, of the mud of the association of modes of material nature. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki
Jai,
Hari Bhag Mohatsav Shri Nityananda Prabhu
Ki
Jai, Hari Bhag Mohatsav Ki
Jai,
Go Premanandi. Now, before you leave, you have to come and see me. Vande
Vande
Nanda Bhutashvayam
Nanda Bhutashvayam
Sri Nityananda Mishwaram
Sri Nityananda Mishwaram
Yasech Chaya Tatsvarupam
Yasech Chaya Tatsvarupam.
These guys wrote it down. Agena Pinirupyate
Agena Pinirupyate
again api nirupyate.
Again api nirupyate.
Siddhartha comes. Oh, that's perfect.
I imagine.